This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Our duty towards the Quran consists of number of commandments. The first one is to believe in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we believe all in the Quran. Number two is to read the Quran. Some scholars said, by the way, brothers and sisters, that if you do not complete the Quran once every month, you are among the people who abandoned the Quran. The third duty is pondering and reflecting upon the meanings of the Quran. And that's why I said, brothers, sisters, try to learn some Arabic, the basic Arabic meanings of the Quran. Try to learn that. Wallahi, it will help you so much to understand your religion, to go through the different challenges we go through. Allah Jalla Ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Why don't they reflect and ponder upon the Quran? Are their hearts concealed? Okay, after that, there is another duty, which is what? Which is to put the Quran into practice. As Allah Jalla Ala said, if you abandon the Quran, Allah will abandon you, will let you down. If you hold firmly on the Quran, Allah Jalla Ala will give you victory, will give you success, will give you power. And when the Ummah abandons the Quran, it starts being failing. And Allah Jalla Ala causes certain calamities to befall them in order for them to go back and hold strongly upon the Quran.